Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I'm eating crow for sure, but applauding Duke while I do. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Larry Fedora got his first taste of the Carolina Duke rivalry, and it will stay in his craw for a long time, unless his Tar Heels can wash it away by coming back to beat NC State this Saturday. As for me, I have to admit the days of just showing up and beating Duke one way or the other are probably over. It was far from the blowout I predicted, unless you count the first three quarters when it looked like the teams traded uniforms and locker rooms. Duke played faster, smarter, and more physical than the Tar Heels, who hardly looked the part until they woke up in the fourth quarter. Commend Carolina for making a miraculous comeback to take the lead on a play by Gio Bernard that would have gone down in UNC history had the defense held on the last Duke drive. But as Fedora said afterward, Duke made more plays and deserved to win. The Blue Devils, one of the worst rushing teams in the ACC, did it by running the ball down Carolina's throat all night. And when the Dukies had to go back to their passing game in the frenetic final minutes, the Tar Heels could not keep them from going 87 yards to score the winning touchdown. But it looked to me like much more of what Duke did before a rocking home crowd at the old Horseshoe than what Carolina didn't do. This was the signature game for Coach David Cutcliffe's program, assuring his team its first non-losing record in the regular season and his first bowl bid of his tenure in Duke's first since 1994. And a packed Wallace Wade Stadium actually had more royal blue than light blue, as Duke quarterback Sean Renfrey played the part like the Manning brothers Cutcliffe used to coach in the SEC. Fedora can say his team did not execute, but it was more like not reacting to a game plan that was wholly unexpected. Normally a throwing team with the ACC's best wide receiver in Connor Vernon, they instead ran the ball to set up the pass. Once Carolina was conscious of the run, Duke completed every big throw it needed, including the winner with 13 seconds left. Looks to me like these Dukies might be around much longer after I'm done eating crow. This is Archansky. See ya.